The number of people coming to Ireland and looking for asylum is falling, down again last month, the third month in a row, to 847. That's almost half what it was this time last year, and most are being refused international protection. According to the front pages of both the Irish Times and the Independent this morning, the number of people being issued with deportation orders has trebled, and the government plans to double the number of people it makes leave Ireland this year. Those figures come as the European Court of Justice's Advocate General says that Ireland cannot avoid its responsibility to provide adequate accommodation to asylum seekers under EU law and cannot use the excuse of an increase in people looking for help as a reason to leave asylum seekers sleeping on the street. Nick Henderson is CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. He's with us now. Nick Henderson, good morning.
Good morning.
We'll talk about the court ruling shortly, but those figures on asylum seekers, a big fall and a big increase in deportation orders. Why, in your view?
In terms of the decrease in the number of applications, I think there's a general trend in Europe that the number of applications has reduced. There were very significant applications in the spring of last year in Ireland, but also elsewhere in Europe. But also, it's quite clear that the Irish government have been very direct in this and stating that they've taken a number of measures that they feel have, in effect, reduced the ability to access the asylum procedure in Ireland. Things like people being prosecuted if they arrive without a document, which many people have to do because it's difficult to travel otherwise. So I think it's a combination of a general decrease across Europe, but also the measures that the Irish government introduced last year. And I suppose, in essence, we would be saying that's all very well. You've taken what's described as a firm approach, but our deep concern is the absence of a more fair approach and sustaining and building a fair asylum procedure. And we'd have concerns, as we've spoken about a lot over the last year, about the measures that the government have taken.
In your view, the increase in deportation orders and the threatened further increase, is that leading to a fall in the number of people coming here looking for international protection?
In our view, it wouldn't be. People come to Europe or often don't even know which country they would be coming to. People are fleeing situations of war and persecution. They may have to use the assistance of an agent or a smuggler to get them out of the country that they're in. And very often they wouldn't be have knowledge of where they are going. And if they do have knowledge of where they are going, the situation in that country, for example, whether there is a drive to issue more deportation orders and so on. And Ireland isn't the only country that is taking this step across Europe. There's obviously a very evident hardening of immigration policy across many member states. And it's all very well, I suppose, for the government to issue the deportation order, but it's another matter to actually affect. These deportation orders are difficult to affect. You're, in effect, taking somebody out of a community that they've been living in for some time, and they would also have to be documented by the country that is accepting them back.
With more orders and the promise of a lot more, are you seeing more people coming to you looking for help?
Yeah, indeed. We've been, our services are as busy as ever. And that's been something that's been a trend really since the Ukraine war broke out. Every day we're meeting people who are in need of our help, but we're also working with many other organizations across the country, and we know their services are very busy. There's still this 32,000 people in IPASS accommodation, which is the highest ever. There's a significant number of cases backlogged at the IPO and at the appeals tribunal as well. So on the one side, we have a sort of government narrative that we're going to effect deportation orders. This will, it seems, solve the issue or will implement the European Pact. But at the same time, there are very real issues in our current asylum system.
The European Court of Justice hasn't made its ruling yet on Ireland's responsibilities to provide accommodation, adequate accommodation for international protection applicants. The advice or the opinion of the European Court of Justice's Advocate General published yesterday. What's it based on?
It's based on what's gone on in Ireland since 2023. We are working with people who are homeless, and our law centre brought litigation to get a declaration that it was unlawful not to accommodate people. And in the, December of 23, the High Court, when we applied for damages for our clients for the harm, very considerable harm that they had suffered, the High Court referred a question to Europe, to the Court of Justice. And that question, in essence, was, can a member state rely on a large influx of people to limit or not be liable for damages in such a situation? And the advocate gave her opinion yesterday, and those opinions tend, not always, but tend to be followed by the court. And she was very clear in stating that in such a situation, in what's described as a large influx of people, a member state cannot rely on that. And there are very considerable duties on member states that are based in, based on article, based on human dignity, and to prevent inhuman and degrading treatment, and that somebody must receive what's described as basic needs, which is accommodation, healthcare, basic healthcare, and also the means with which to survive in the country that they're in.
The advice, and we don't know what the ruling's going to be yet, but the advice doesn't specify the standard of accommodation that's required. Could it include, or could it amount to, a tent?
That's a good question. We've always said that tents don't meet the definition of accommodation. And it's interesting, in the ruling, the advocate makes the point that within the Reception Conditions Directive, there is an allowance for a reduced standard of accommodation. This is, I think, Article 16.9 of the directive, that there's already a built-in mechanism for dealing with what's described as force majeure circumstances. I don't think, and I've read the decision, I don't think there's a mention of whether tents meet that standard. But we've always said that tents on the street obviously do not meet this standard. And even government-supplied tents, and we look back to what's happened in bad weather situations in Ireland, that government-supplied tents wouldn't meet that standard.
Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, thank you for speaking with us.